Welcome. You're in the mix with Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT plus community. Now, here's your host, Ty Mitch.
This call is being recorded.
Hello.
Hi.
Goldie Daw.
What up? What's up?
Trust. It's about to be a function. What are you doing?
I'm just chilling on this Monday on Dr. Martin Luther King Day. I'm just chilling.
Okay, that's what's
regular
up.
Regular Monday.
That's what's up. You are talking to Mitchie, obviously.
What's good, Nikki?
What's up? This is Top Gay Music. And here at Top Gay Music, we don't like to take anybody's identity from them. So how do you identify Goldie Daw?
I am a woman. She, her, they're, well, she, her is pronouns.
Okay, pronouns. Are you trans?
Yes, I'm a trans woman.
Okay. That's what's up.
Period.
Right, because I don't want anybody to think that this is only a gay platform. This is the LGBT community for recording artist platform. And we are happy to have all of our colors present here today. I actually had Dirty Hannah on yesterday.
Oh, for real? That's my brother. Dirty Hannah, my brother.
I know that.
Oh, that's lit. I love Dirty. That's what's up.
I had Dirty on here.
I just was with him the other day.
He was talking about I need.
Yes. Checking out
yes,
his
that
single.
Video is fire. I need is on all streaming platforms, and the video is on YouTube. They definitely did their thing with that. I was supposed to be at that video shoot, but I had something to do, so I wasn't able to make it. But you guys held it down. Y'all did what y'all was supposed to do.
Hey, thank you. Period. Per. Thank you. It was really fun to shoot. We had a lot of fun shooting that video, a whole lot of fun. And Dirty Hannah's my brother. Like, I love him, my partner in crime, period. And
that video took
so long to shoot, what a lot of people don't know. It was really fun. That was worth it, definitely.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it. And shout out to Charlie Magazine. I think that's his name on Instagram, the painter of the body paint.
Uh-huh.
Whose idea was it to do the body paint?
Okay, so the body paint, that was Dirty Hannah's idea, the body paint. Different scenes was my idea, and it was like a mixture of both. When it came to the body paint, that was Dirty Hannah's idea. He was like, yo, G-Daw, I got this idea, you know, how about our whole bodies be painted? Because he had the inspiration from an old Trina video. He showed me the music video with Trina in it, and she was, like, kind of similar to what I was wearing. Like, did you see the feathers on me? Trina was kind of wearing, like, that in one of her music videos. So he kind of showed me the video. He was like, wonder if we do something like that, you know? So he brought it to me, and then we rocked out with it and put our own two cents on it.
That's dope. That's dope. Everybody definitely check that out on YouTube now. Where did the name Goldie Daw come from?
I love this question. Okay, so my name in the streets, like throughout my neighborhood and through the streets, was Goldie. Literally, like, you know, like, I grew up in the hood, so literally when dudes would see me, like, I always had blonde hair, so they would be like, you know how when dudes catcall in the hood, you know, they'll call you, they'll give you your own name, like, what's up, little mama, or what's up, such and such. Mm-hmm. And you know, I always had blonde hair. That was like kind of like my signature. So they, you know, this one dude was like, hey, what's up, Goldie? He called me Goldie. And I was like, what the fuck? I said, that kind of fits, though. Like, so after that, people from my hood just been calling me Goldie. And then when I came up and started putting music on SoundCloud, that was kind of already my nickname. So I had the nickname Goldie, and then the doll part came. Because I am kind of a doll in a way. Like, I go through a lot of looks. I love, like, different wigs, the colors, and all that stuff. Like, I brand myself as a doll, so that's where the doll part came in from. But Goldie was already my nickname in the street, so that's how my rap name came about.
That's so dope. That's so dope. When did you know music was out? Huh?
I said thank you.
Oh. When did you know music was an outlet for you to express yourself?
Well, I always was, like, musically inclined ever since I was, like, a kid that I can remember. But I started taking it serious when I recorded my first song and put it on SoundCloud, because I always had a passion for music, always, ever since I was a kid. When I was in high school, I would rap and stuff around friends, and they would always tell me, like, oh, well, you could do it, like, you could rap. You know, I looked up to some of the best, like, you know, Left Eye from TLC, Lil' Kim, Nicki. I looked up to some of the other women in the game that did it big. So I always, and then when I started rapping, I always knew I had that talent. So when I got in the studio and I recorded my first track and put it on SoundCloud, I kind of waited to see the response, but the response happened instantly. Like, people from my neighborhood, people was, like, loving it. Like, they was loving my sound. They was loving my raps, my bars, all of that. So I was like, okay, like, let me keep going with this shit, because I think music is for me once I seen people appreciate my work of art. So when I was young, I would start, that's when I realized I had a thing for, like, rapping and making music.
Dope. When what is your opinion on the relationship between the LGBT community and the music industry?
I think that definitely is okay. That's a really good question. I feel as though some LGBT artists don't get the credit that they deserve. I think in society nowadays, you know, when they look at gay artists that top, or like trans artists or anything of that sort, you know, they are very blind to just the stereotype, you know, when in reality there's a lot of talented people in our culture, in the LGBT culture. I feel as though I think it's powerful when the community comes together and we, you know, make shit happen on our own and make events happen on our own and things of that nature. But we all don't stick together, which a lot of people say that we do, but the community, it needs work. But at the same token, you know, if you have a talent for something and if you're really good at something, don't ever stop, no matter, like, what background you come from. I think that is definitely a divide, though. It is. It's definitely a divide. I feel like the world ain't ready for, you know, because when it comes to, like, gay artists now, like, you got, like, some gay art, and I'm just using him as an example because he pops in mainstream kind of, like, Saucy Santana. There's a whole lot, and I love Saucy, too. There's a whole lot of other artists that's in the community that is, you know, similar to Saucy and stuff. But some people in the community, we don't get the recognition that we deserve, and some of us do because of the people we're affiliated in the outside world, in the straight world, you know. Most of the times, that's how it happens. We have to mainly, if you see an LGBT artist that really pop, not all the time, but mainly, 9 times out of 10, they had a connection from the straight community. 9 times out of 10. Not all the time, though, but most of the time.
So I know you just dropped, dropped the I Need video. What are you working on?
I'm actually working on a lot. I'm about to release an album that I'm really excited about. It's called Your Single. This is my first album. Like, I've been doing this rap business for a long, this rap stuff for a minute now. And this is going to be my first official album. So people have seen me on other people's songs and seen me releasing singles. So now I'm actually about to release my own body of work. And it was kind of hell, you know, doing it and stuff. And, you know, it's a whole lot of work because, you know, it's not no short album. It's going to have a lot of songs on there. And I want people to know with this album, Dripped in Gold, that's coming soon this year, I want people, you guys are going to see a more of Goldie Dawg, because y'all see me on people's songs like I Need, you know, I was a feature on I Need, or different songs or, you know, singles, but this is my first body of work. So my album is coming soon. It's called Drip and Gold. I have a documentary that I worked on. It's really fire too. The documentary that I worked on, it shows the trans women lives, like, on the street, hustling on the street. I can't say what's the name of it yet. I can't give the title of the documentary yet, but it's pretty fire. Like, we did a lot of filming in 2024. Like, it's about what I could definitely shed on, like, what it's about. It's about trans women that hustle on the street, that do what they got to do. And, you know, they reached out to me in 2020, and it's a good backstory on not just my life, but a lot of other trans women life that could relate to being on the street and making money and making coin and stuff. So that documentary is coming out real soon. It's going to be fire. So the documentaries and my album, those are the two main things that I'm about to, like, really drop. And features with other artists, but I can't say, like, who's the artist right now because of them, because, you know, confidential. But
yeah, right.
A lot of
right.
stuff. A whole lot of stuff. I'm really excited.
Yes, I'm really excited about 2021, too, because this is the year for content and monetization and getting ourselves out there, introducing ourselves to the world and letting them, you know, see what we go through on our day-to-days to, you know, so they can get a well-rounded, you know, view on who we are as artists and our LGBT struggle as artists, you know what I'm saying, within the community.
Exactly.
What is one thing you want to leave with Top Gay Music, with the Top Gay Music community, if there was one thing you would like to say to the audience?
I would like to say definitely look out for my album that's coming out, Drips and Gold, and definitely we need more podcasts and more platforms for the community. Shout out to Top Gay Music because y'all are a platform that gives people of our community voices and stuff. So definitely more people that's into music and into music of the culture, definitely look more into y'all and other and into other platforms and look into the artists that these platforms bring on, you know, help support one another in the community, you know? That would be my main message, you know.
Thank you so much.
Support all that.
Yeah, because when I first started it, as I keep on saying this, when I first started it, it was just like I wanted to just upload the music part about it. You know what I'm saying? But then it got like, okay, well, then I don't want to just put the music out there. I want to tap into the person behind the music. I want to tap into the genius behind the music. And especially within the LGBT community, I don't want to just, because music can be very stereotypical, you know what I'm saying, and judgmental. When you hear a song or a certain beat or whatever the case may be, we give certain beats credit and certain beats not credit, certain styles of music credit and certain styles of other styles, no credit. So I definitely wanted to, you know, do a duel and have the music and the intellectual part of the artist, you know what I'm saying? So definitely here at Top Gay Music, we will definitely vow to, you know, have our artists, our recording artists, voices heard, you know what I'm saying? Because music is one thing, because we could say anything in our music and we can, you know, people can get very lost in the image of us. And I think that's what society has done. Oh, Goldie doll. Oh, girl, you got me up now. Now I'm thinking. Society, yes, because it's about to be a function for real.
About to be a real function, okay? Period.
Because they can get lost in the... They can get lost in the visuals of the LGBT artists and not really know how we think and how talented we are. And we're all individuals and stuff. There are tons of talented people within our community. And I feel as though there has been too much cultural appropriation, too much taking from the community, and too much whitewashing of it all. And I like to shine light that there are two different types of LGBT communities. There's a white and there's a black. And I feel as though a lot has been taken from the black community and commercialized and not really in the proceeds or the credit or your sourcing doesn't, you know, trace back to the black community. So this 2020 and this platform, this 2021, I might say, and this platform is definitely vowing to, you know, give ourselves voices and let other LGBT artists know within the community that, you know, they're not alone and we are all uniquely individuals. And just whatever your art form is, however you choose to express yourself, do it in the full capacity that you can.
Exactly. And it's room for all of us. It's room for all of us. Like, there's a lot of, and this is what some people don't talk about, there's a lot of hate in the community too, and
it's
all that shit. Like, there's room for all of us. There's room for all of us to shine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see things, you know, when I say I see things, I really see things. I read between the lines and certain things, and it's a lot of hate too in the community, and it's room for everyone to shine. You know, there's a lot of art in the community as well, and it's so good that we uplift each other, you know, because it's like to the outside world, we're so different to them, and they don't understand us. We get us. So I feel like we should stick together, you know. But yeah,
right.
Definitely. Because it's a lot of what you said right there. It's true. It's a lot of art in the community as well. That is so true.
Yes. Where can everybody find you? Drop your social medias. What's going
Period.
On? Where can they find Goldie Doll?
You can find Goldie Doll on Instagram at GoldieDoll_. And you can find me on Facebook, Goldie Doll, Goldie's Space Doll. And then on Twitter at Goldie the Doll. So on every platform is Goldie Doll. Instagram, GoldieDoll_. Facebook, Goldie Doll. And then Twitter, the Goldie the Doll. Period.
Thank you so much, Goldie Doll. And we cannot wait for your album to drop.
Thank you.
Definitely
thank you
link
so
me and everything. Definitely link me and everything and keep in contact with me. I would love to have you back up here.
Of course, baby. You got my number now, so we good. Like,
yes,
I
do.
I got
a whole bunch of people's numbers, child. I got like 12 interviews under my belt, and I am rolling. I'm getting it cranked out, top of 2021. I want to have it mapped out. You know, I want to have
That's
the whole
dope.
Year mapped out. Every Monday, it'll be either one or two people that I would, I think I'm going to call it Meet Me Mondays. And I think I'll have two artists every Monday or something like that. I don't know. But I want to get booked up for the year. So I'm just, you know,
Real
cranking
dope.
Them out.
That's really dope.
You
definitely.
Know what I'm saying?
You know, and it'll draw a lot of people into it too. That was really dope. I like what you're doing and
you.
I commend you. Thank you for having me, and period. You got
thank
my number
so
now,
much.
So we definitely got to keep in touch, boo. And, I'm in the process of finishing this album. So when it drops, you know, because when this album drops, it's going to be big. And definitely,
everybody
is going to
be dripped in gold. Everybody is going to be
dripped
in
gold. Period. All the hosts
don't
know what the fuck Goldie Doll bringing to the table. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great evening, Goldie Doll. You're so sweet. I love you.
thank you. You too, baby. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
You've been listening to Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT+ community. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Top Gay Music to get new, fresh weekly content. Until next time, never let your voice be silenced.